With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The U.S. Department of Justice recently asked a federal court to dismiss a Gardner woman's claim for $500,000 in compensation from the winter bison hunt north of Yellowstone National Park. In a lawsuit against the U.S. government, Gardner resident Bonnie Lynn alleges bison hunting on an area of Forest Service land adjacent to Yellowstone National Park makes her nearby vacation rental business unviable. The U.S. government's response filed Thursday says Lynn's claims are barred by the 6-year statute of limitation because she bought the property in 2005 when the hunt was already going on. Lynn's attorney, Jared Pettinato, says he doesn't think that argument is going to hold up because the annual bison hunt has been intensifying in recent years.
We think this is a situation that changes every year they issue an operations plan. So we don't think that their argument's going to have much weight.
Bison migrate out of Yellowstone each winter in search of food at lower elevations. Many of them pass through a bottleneck called Beatty Gulch, where hunters wait for their arrival. Pettinato says it seems like a war zone.
You can hear the gunshots, and then all the hunters just like mob this little county road that's very narrow and park all their trucks and their trailers and everything, and it's hard to get in and out. Some people can't even pass through the area with their trucks.
Bonnie Lynn claims the noise, disruption, and danger associated with the hunt have prevented her from being able to rent her 2 cabins during the winter, lowered her property values, and caused her emotional trauma. Pettinato says his firm will file a response by February 13th and request oral argument. An attorney for the United States Department of Justice could not be reached by the deadline for this story. A federal judge in Montana denied a separate lawsuit seeking to temporarily stop the hunt in December. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.